Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say? Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful oaks.
Welcome to episode noisy, 3 of Mysterious crazy, Kills a Kid. I'm Mysterious Coconuts. We got Sriracha here.
Hi.
Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. We got a lot of great comments and feedback from the last episode. This show is, you know, a children's advice podcast. So if you go to HysteriosKillsAKid.com, you can, there's a section where your kids can ask us questions. Some of these questions are very clearly not from kids.
Yeah.
I have one right here. It's, let me read it. It says, how do I get a thick bitch to slob on my pee-pee? I'm a patron, and so this question better fucking get on the podcast. Signed, Didi, 16 years old.
Folks, I don't know what to tell you. This bait is so low energy that Jeb Bush could probably do better. I think when I have on Pork Chatter, we don't take bait like this. We take bait seriously. And when I have a big podcast with sponsors, we are going to make bait great again. Not this low energy garbage.
Wow.
That you're sending in.
Well, Didi, thanks for supporting me on Patreon.
Go fuck yourself.
Sorry getting the shit slapped out of you by my co-host here, but I'm on your side. Until the moment you stop supporting me on Patreon, and then at that point, I call your bait lower energy than Marco Rubio is tall. Alright, we got some listener comments, too. Kek7Go writes, Sriracha is funny and beautiful regardless of what she thinks of herself. Asterios is a lucky man to have her writing his jokes.
That guy is real nice. He was real nice to me in the live stream, too.
Yeah. Well, you know why he's writing this, though, because in episode 2, in our last episode of Asterios Kills a Kid, you wanted an extended rant about your
small
size.
Tits, you can just say.
I don't want to.
Small tits.
And you kept saying, like, oh, I'm not. And it's like, you... It's not small. You're not in a small situation.
I feel like every time I bring up the size of my breast, you're like, have you ever seen one of the hundreds of Medium articles that's like, I hate it when people say, I'm not fat, I'm beautiful. Why can't I be both? It's a mathematical fact that I have small tits.
You have.
They're fine looking tits, but they're very small.
Can I say that? Can I get specific?
Go ahead. Go for it.
Well, don't you have 34 Bs?
32.
Okay, 32 Bs. B stands for big.
Does it?
Yeah, exactly. And 32 is only 4 away from the gold standard of size, which is 36.
See, I think that small tits can look fine. Small tits look good in clothes. Like, I never have to wear a bra anywhere, and it doesn't look obscene, and I could run up and down steps, and my tits don't hurt. But man, motherfucking, I was looking at this brothel website the other night.
Uh-huh.
And looking at one of the legal ones, the Bunny Ranch in Nevada. And I'm looking at these girls' statistics, because they list all their vital stats, like their measurements, and they're all claiming to have D cups, even when they very clearly, like, bitch, I'm looking at you with my eyes. I can see that those are not D cups. Those are Bs on a good day. Why do they do that? Do they think that just be like, there's a whole category of people that love small tits. Just, you gotta work with what you got. You should be marketing to that niche demographic instead of lying about it.
Okay. Well, you've given us a lot to unpack. I guess my first question is, what are you doing on this website?
Looking at big titty bitches. Next question.
That is, but you could see women, you could see beautiful women anywhere. You're very specifically on brothel website. Are you, what's going on here?
I just like looking at them and read their little bios, because they all have to write like a bio about themselves, and I look for the ones with the best spelling and grammar, and then compare that to how they look in the face and the body areas.
Wow.
Surprisingly, it's a, what's it called? It's a, when one goes up, the other goes down.
It's an inverse relationship. The higher the face, the worse the spelling.
Inverse, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm learning a lot about sriracha.
The hotter the face, the worse the grammatical structure.
I have no evidence to agree or disagree with this. Sounds anti-feminist to me, but at the same time, I'm not reading these brothel websites, so I shouldn't be talking. Wait, what'd you say?
Well, I think that women are valuable regardless of their looks or their grammar skills, Asterio, so...
God damn, I got...
I didn't make a statement on their worth. I was just saying... What, are you saying that ugly women are worth less than attractive women?
I'm really getting served here. I'm really...
That's my gorilla mind working.
It's really, really good. I'm constantly getting outmaneuvered by sriracha. This is my whole life now. Okay, we have another... Oh, God, I don't even want to say his username.
I'm ready.
Clinton blank victim... On Reddit, writes, Asterios, not to be a stick in the mud, but wasps do. Oh, I can't read any of this. Okay, I guess at some point in episode 2, you brought up the idea of wasp sexual assault.
Oh, this is talking about how wasps have to force themselves on other wasps?
I don't know. I don't remember this. I was pretty drunk when we recorded episode 2.
Oh, yeah. Fun fact, kids. If you can guess the exact line that I blacked out on while filming that episode, you will get a special episode of Porg Chatter just for you. You could release it. You could keep it in your basement and masturbate to it. I don't care. It'll be your episode. You could do whatever you want with it. You could not even listen to it. Just throw it into the highway.
And you know what? I'll also include a Santa Stereos t-shirt because... I have way too many of them.
And I remember it like a fucking bell.
Your favorite episode?
No, the line, what I said, and then I blanked out.
Oh, that's so great. Okay, well, look, bottom line, this guy's saying that wasps do, in fact, assault each other. It's like that.
Don't all animals do that, though?
I can only read what Clinton blank victim on Reddit tells me. I'm really out of my element here. I'm out of my element. This is like, I don't know anything about this world. This guy's just, okay, here we go. He's giving me a link to the parasitoid wasp.
Don't click that.
I won't. Some of these nasty fuckers, yeah, again.
I like how language. The word fuckers is the one that you're really hung up on here.
I don't like any, these nasty fuckers paralyze the victim, then lay an egg. These nasty fuckers paralyze the victim, then lay the egg inside the victim. So larva eats it after hatching, and the caught insect can't do shit since it's paralyzed. I just wanted to make like a comedy podcast, not a podcast where I learned about how insects destroy each other from the inside
out.
Yeah,
I don't like this. I thought this was going to be like, you ever see cats fuck?
No.
Cats, it's hilarious.
Okay.
Look it up on YouTube. It's like, I guess male cats have barbed penises. So, like, the cat will be sitting there, and he has to, like, hold the other cat, female cat, down. And then they start boning, and the cat just, like, screams at him and tries to scratch him and bite him. I didn't know it was going to involve death.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Animals are real... You know what?
Well, Bill Clinton, blank victim, this is a comedy podcast, so take your weird fetishes somewhere else.
Yeah, okay, sure, thank you for jumping in, because I'm really at a loss for words. I'm going to move us on to the third question just because, again, my mind has been destroyed by, like... Because now all I can think about is cats Now all I can think about is cats mating.
I can't believe you've never seen those videos.
No, I'm not really going out of my way to look at videos of cats boning each other.
I have a picture of a bee vagina if you're interested in seeing it.
What? Do you really?
No. I did it once and went.
Oh my God, okay. And finally, our third and last comment, a submission to the site, reads, which one of you is wearing the pants in the relationship? Signed, Maxie.
Well, that's not very feminist of you, Maxie.
Nice, keep going. Keep giving it to him.
I don't know. What's the actual answer? I generally don't know.
I feel like in our relationship... It's kind of like who cares about whatever we have to do more wins.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, today I wanted to sleep all day and all night. And Sriracha's like, Asterios, you have to at some point make comedy if you're going to call yourself a comedian. She's like, you're going to have to wake up and just bullshit into a podcast, into a microphone for an hour. This isn't that hard. You're not like a fucking coal miner or something. I mean, look, she didn't say these things. She was just like, hey, Stairs, you want to record? Hey, you know, Stairs, why don't you record? But it's just like,
Stairs, for the love of God, you need to do something.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's like, well, today I guess she was in charge. But sometimes I really want to like eat sushi. And I'll be like, we're getting sushi. And she'll be like, yeah. So it's like, you know, we take turns.
Yeah, you gotta really care about what we're doing. Like, sometimes I drag you to the Glossier pop-up in Manhattan just to watch me play with fucking makeup for an hour.
I just thought that was cute.
You gotta sit there like a bitch.
Okay, well, now I think we're starting to find who's wearing the pants in the relationship. We're gonna start using loaded language. No, I had a lot of fun in the Glossier store. I thought it was real cute. You know what? There was just like a bunch of hot girls walking around putting on makeup. And I'm just like, it's my job not to stare at any of these girls while my girlfriend's here. It was very difficult.
Somebody brought a dog in. I don't feel like that should be allowed.
No, I definitely don't think that a dog should be running around a makeup sample warehouse. But,
you're gonna give everybody herpes, like Sephora.
I'm sorry, what?
Everybody at Sephora got herpes that one time, remember?
No. What are you talking about?
Okay, so somebody with herpes went into a Sephora, and you know how they have all those little testers?
Yeah, okay.
Well, the herpes victim rubbed their fucking lips all over all everything, I guess.
Wait, like on purpose? Like a fucking Unabomber, but with herpes?
I don't know. I like to imagine that scenario now. I hadn't been thinking of it that way, but I'm all for domestic terror. Oops.
All right. I'm going to take us into some questions before we get into trouble.
Yeah, good idea.
All right. Our first question reads, hi, I had this uncomfortable experience last week. Oh, by the way, these are all real questions from real kids who really need our help. Submission on the site reads, hi, I had this uncomfortable experience last week. During math class last week, I accidentally called the teacher dad. Ooh. Even though he's not my dad, and I like my real dad very much, my friends made fun of me for that all the time for the rest of the week. I am afraid this was not the last time this will happen, because I sometimes mix people up like that. How do I properly save face the next time it happens? That's Mendez, age 11.
Is that a girl name or a boy name?
Well, wait. Which is worse and why? Let's discuss.
Okay, so if you're a girl, you don't have to do anything because we have this thing called daddy kink now.
You brought up daddy kink on episode one.
Yeah, so
you already
get a Tumblr, start wearing pastel chokers and American Apparel, tennis skirts. Just, you need to roll with it. You're now daddy girl, so you'd be like, hey, daddy, looking like a snack today.
Is there any child's problem that you think can't be solved with daddy-daughter sexual role play?
Most of them, I would say.
Okay, it seems like that's what you do think. Well, calling the teacher dad is... That's a couple of months worth of, like, mental hard drive space in your classmates. Like, I try to think of, like, childhood fuck-ups. Like, how long will this be fun or interesting to talk about? Months calling your teacher dad, that's a bad one.
But it's gonna occupy your most important thing to remember is it's gonna occupy much more real estate in your mind.
That's a good
point.
Than
anyone else's. Oh man, I have like a terabyte of painful childhood memories downloaded into my CPU in my brain.
It's really hard.
It's like you ever been just laid in bed at night that's like, hey, remember when you pissed yourself in school?
Oh, no, I did piss myself in school once.
Tell me your story, because I've done it like at an inappropriate age, I believe.
Oh, okay. I think I was in second grade, and I was giving a book report about a Garfield book. And I really had to go to the bathroom, but I was really nervous, because like I had to finish my report. And so, bottom line, like, you know, I'm pretty much just reading the back cover of, like, a Garfield treasury. I'm just like, you know, Garfield is 10, and he's fat and fabulous. Like, join John, Odie, Nermal, and the gang. And then P just started running down the leg of one of my Catholic school trousers.
Oh, no.
Because we had little Catholic school uniforms, and I remember this so clearly. So we had little Catholic school uniforms, so we had to wear suit pants. We had to wear suit pants that were super pleated in the front. You know what I mean?
To hide the shame boners.
Yes, to hide the shame boners. But all the way down the leg, too. So, like, the front, our legs were, like, little kind of, they had, like, little tented openings.
Little accordion legs?
Now, how do I describe this? All right, imagine, like, a military dress uniform. Like, it's iron flat so that, like, all right, so imagine...
Oh, so you got the sharp part.
The sharp part going down the front of the leg, like a sharp pleat, which of course helps the pee run down. It acts like as a pee-pee gutter to like help aim and guide the pee. And so so that was embarrassing and I've never forgotten it.
Guess what grade I pissed my pants in? Last.
Ninth grade.
Sixth motherfucking grade.
Okay.
It was...
What happened?
I remember it clear as a fucking bell. I was... sitting at lunch, and my friend Madison told a funny joke, and for some, I don't remember what the fucking joke was, but I wish I could, because I lost my goddamn mind. I started laughing and laughing in hysterics. I was laughing so hard, I think I almost went insane, and it just, all of a sudden, the dam burst, and I pissed my pants, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. What am I going to do? So I got like at the time, the style was like you had sweatshirts that you tied around your waist.
Yeah.
So I had a sweatshirt tied around my waist. I'm like, what do I do? Do I like, if I like sit on this, maybe this will soak up some of the piss. And so I do it and that's just making it worse. So I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? There's like a lot of piss. I would say probably about 2 to 3 cups of piss soaking into now my sweatshirt and my jeans. So... excuse myself. I run as fast as I can to the nurse's office, and I'm like, hi. I sat in water at lunch, and I need like, did your high or middle school have this like when girls came to school dressed like sluts? They sent them down to the nurse's office to change into a pair of like school approved pants.
No,
you didn't have that.
I went to like a teeny tiny high school out in the country where like I think they would just send you home. If you came to school dressed inappropriately.
Really?
I think they would just call your parents.
Well, half the kids at our school didn't have parents.
Okay.
They had a box in the nurse's office of just extra pairs of ugly-ass sweatpants and jeans. And I was like, yeah, I sat in some water at lunch. So can I get a pair of the replacement sweatpants and bring them back tomorrow? And the little bitch, and of course, she can smell it. She's looking at me like, bitch, you piss your pants. Don't lie to me. But she's like, thankfully, is... gracious enough not to say anything and just hands me a pair of sweatpants and gives me a bag for my pants covered and sweatshirt now soaked in piss.
Oh my God.
And yeah, these are the things that keep me awake at night.
Okay. So nobody noticed.
Oh, dude, I have no idea who noticed.
Nobody noticed.
Nobody said anything to me.
You would be Piss Pants Girl the very next year. For the next year, you'd be Piss Pants Girl.
Could have been Piss Pants Girl behind my back. Nobody will ever know.
Is that... Oh, right. Lady bullying is different than boy bullying.
Yeah, hell yeah.
With boy bullying, they'd make up a song about you and just sing it to your face. With lady bullying... Uh-oh. There was probably, like, secret text chats going on.
Right. There was definitely, like, a... one of those pager things. They had, at some point, they had pagers for kids.
Yes, they did. They oh, my God.
Like, hey, oh, look who's here. Piss Pants decided to show up on time.
Jesus Christ. Okay. I found a solution for this kid.
What is it?
You gotta make this teacher your dad.
Oh, shit. Good answer. But he says he loves his dad.
That's fine. You can have two daddies. Like, you got... That's double the dads, double the fun.
How's your bitch of a mom?
Okay, well, I mean, we're really jumping to conclusions about the mom. But, you know, break up your parents, reverse parent trap. Get your parents to divorce. Introduce your mom to the teacher.
Or your dad.
Wait. Or your dad or the teacher. Thank you again. How heteronormative of me. And
and then you could tell all the kids that you were psychic.
Yes! Oh my God! And then you can like ask the kids to like how can you use your psychic powers? You can start to like tell their fortunes and futures in exchange for like the desserts in their school lunches.
And you could really fuck up your enemies that way too.
Oh, yeah, because you start to say, like, you're going to get hit by a car on the way home. And then they're thinking to themselves, like, oh, no, I am. And they're so worried about it that they're so distracted when they're crossing the street that a car does hit them. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right, and you could tell them things like, oh, you're going to get pregnant at 16, and then they'll be worrying about that for 5 fucking years.
Yeah, until the moment they become pregnant at 16. Because now you've put it in their head, they're kind of like, well, as long as it's my destiny, time to get my swerve on. Is that a thing?
I've never heard it before, but it sounds correct.
Okay, so bottom line, Mendez, find a way to somehow make this person your dad. Two dads means double Christmas presents. Two dads means, you know, if one of them is bad at baseball, the other one can be the, you know, the other one can work with you in like the daddy daughter, daddy son baseball league.
Hilarious opportunity for a Modern Family situation.
I'm listening.
Haven't you ever seen Modern Family? I got a family with two dads, and one's the serious one, and one's the fun one that likes musical theater.
Which one's the fun one? The big fat guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Story checks out.
The other one's a hard-ass accountant, or a lawyer. I don't know. I think he's a lawyer.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't seen that show in forever.
Every time I try to watch Modern Family, I just get sad.
Why?
Because I don't... All right. I mean, this is going to sound dumb. It's just because I feel like Ed O'Neill deserved more. A long time ago, Ed O'Neill was supposed to be the role of Al Swearengen in Deadwood. And, like, Ed O'Neill apparently has, like, incredibly serious Chicago dramatic chops. But because he played Al Bundy so well, now everyone only wants to cast him as Al Bundy. And he can only be Al Bundy. And so it kind of makes me sad that, like, the only other Ed O'Neill role is old man Al Bundy.
Yeah, it's the same thing with, who is the name of the actor? Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Apparently he did Michael Scott so well that they can't cast him at anything but else but dumb, incompetent idiot.
Yep.
For the rest of his life, but apparently he's like a hardcore, he used to be like a theater actor or something.
Steve Carell was like a huge in Second City, he did a lot of improv training, and he's acted in some really serious parts in indie films because the only way he could get a role that's not him being like a bumbling uncle is if the movie pays him $10 and like shoots out in the desert somewhere and it's him and a bunch of no-name actors.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh man, poor guys. They're just too rich and famous.
All right, moving on to our next question. Cringe writes,
oh boy.
My trio of friends used to make nothing but gay jokes and edgy suicide jokes. However, I recently found out that one of my friends is clinically depressed and the other is actually gay. Now our friend dynamic is really awkward because we don't want to say the wrong things anymore. Any advice? I will say this. My friends and I all had to like have a sit-down summit about not using the word gay as a pejorative.
Oh, what year was this?
This was unfortunate. Okay, here's what happened. I never really used it as a pejorative in grade school or high school or middle school. Like, I went to a teeny tiny school. My graduating class was 42 kids. We wouldn't go that hard at each other. It's like we knew each other our whole lives. But when I got to college, me and my friend Joan started calling everything gay. We were like, that's so gay, you're so gay, this food tastes gay, this line is so gay, it's taking so long. And so we had to, I remember us getting together in a dorm room being like, we've been using the word gay ironically so often that now we're using it way for real.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so we had to stop. And of course, you know, Joan later came out as trans. So it was like, oh, double reason not to use pejoratives.
Yeah, I had to do the same. I had to untrain myself to calling people R-tards.
Yeah. It's hard because it's the funny... I hate to say it, but it is the funniest word.
In high school, my catchphrase was window licker.
What?
That's what I would call people.
You would call, that's great. Wait, why would you call them window licker?
That is not great. That is analogous to calling someone an artard.
I've never heard the phrase before, so I wasn't aware of the baggage.
Okay, well, it basically means the same thing. Like,
Oh, I thought it was something you invented.
No.
Oh, don't call anybody that. Oh.
Yeah, you don't gotta tell me. Gay food.
For a long time, but there was like a month when I was like, all right. So I loved watching the Venture Brothers cartoon in college, and one of the characters called another character a Mo, And I was like, oh, that's so funny. It just means like dumb idiot. So I'd call people or things Mo. And then my friend was like, no, that's short for homo.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, I'm so, so sorry. I did not. Didn't know that.
First time I heard the word Dago. I was popping around Dago, Dago.
Oh, God. Okay.
I think you're thinking that's much worse than it actually is.
I think you don't realize how bad it is.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry if there's any Italians.
Oh, fuck. Keep trying to put some stink up. Anyway. You know? All right. Man, cringe, A16. Here's what I want you to do. Go on YouTube and Vine and whatever the hell kids watch. There are like 40-year-old men making gay and suicide jokes on their YouTube live streams. If you look in like some parts of the internet where people are doing comedy, they are still acting like edgy teenagers. This is your chance to not do that.
To be fair, though, okay, let me just put this out there.
Sure.
Depressed people make the most suicide jokes out of anybody.
Oh, that's right. Okay. That's true. Yeah, until the last suicide joke they make. It's almost as if it's a way to express a pent-up feeling in a safe way.
Hell yeah.
It's almost as if they're, quote, crying for, quote, help when they make those jokes.
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, I guess my advice is, look, if we tell you not to use these words because they're bad, you'll want to use them twice as much. It's why I want to use the R. The R word that means dumb, that I don't even want to, I don't even want to allude to it. You know the one you were saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't saying it. I was saying R-tar.
I know you were. I don't even want to say that. Oh, that's okay. How bad I feel. But, no, wait. Backsliding. I think the word tarred is very, very funny, and I can't get, I can't. And I'm in my mid-30s, and it's just like, that's it for me. It's over.
You got to think up your own insults. And you can do it. Mine was spaghetti for the longest time. Spaghetti brain. I was calling people spaghetti brain. And then you just need to find something that tickles you, personally. And for me, it's spaghetti.
Yeah, I remember you're always like, you got so much spagoo up in your brain. Like, those rats started to change spaghetti around to like spagoot or spaghetti.
Spagoot.
Spagoot.
My favorite for the longest time was after somebody said something stupid. Maybe instead of saying, hey, that's our word, you'd be like, wow, your pockets just beat out Italy as the world's number one producer of pasta there.
That's so good. You're very good at dressing people down. Something that I've told my friends before is like, one of the reasons I wouldn't want to break up with Sriracha would be, I think she would cyberbully me for the rest of my life.
Hell yeah, brother.
On like 20 different alt accounts. It would just be some sort of nonstop cyber warfare.
Dustin, I'm really sorry.
Oh my God. Okay. Third question. A girl told me, and you know, let's make this the last question. Okay. Because unfortunately, I have work at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I have to be up at 7:30. Okay. Question number 3. Girl told me she liked me. I panicked and ran away from her. Older kid came to find me and lead me back to her, but I kind of beat him up. I don't want to go back to school anymore. What should I do? We got...
Fuck, you mean you kind of beat him up?
But...
Because that makes it sound like an accident. I fucked you suck dick on accident.
Oh my God! All right. I mean, I guess... Let's look at this charitably, because this is a person that's written us for help.
Okay.
So we should give them benefit of the doubt before making fun of them and trying to destroy their self-esteem.
Oh, I'm not trying to destroy anybody's self-esteem. Good for you, bud. You're going to be drowning in puss.
That's
if
true.
If everybody finds out you beat the big kid up.
That's a really good point. Okay. All right. A girl told me she liked me. I panicked and ran away from her.
Yeah. Fuck bitches, get money.
No, I
that's
agree.
What you learned.
Look,
good job, kid. You're doing everything right. What's the question here?
I wouldn't use those words, but I agree with those sentiments. All right. So literally, you got girls coming after you, so much that you got to run away. Then those girls, I guess, send older boys to go get you and tell you that everything's okay.
And drag you back to them.
And drag you back to them, to which your response is to beat the hell out of them.
Right, I ain't gonna let no one bitch hold me down. I mean, you'll beat the fuck out of any pimp that comes to try to tear you back to his hoe.
I'm... I can't believe how easily you speak in a 1970s street pimp patois.
1970s street pimp? Is that what I'm doing?
That is absolutely... you sound very much like the classic Dan Aykroyd character, Dr. Detroit.
I could do a bunch of accents, too.
Okay, you want to do one now?
You wanted me to do my Sarah Palin? This, people usually like my Sarah Palin.
I would love... Wait, can we get Sarah Palin giving this kid advice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, right.
What'd you say your name was? Ronnie?
The name is Yeri.
Yeri, I'm going to call you Ronnie, because that sounds a little foreign for me. Ronnie, in Alaska, we got a saying. We say, why would you spend all your money on one moose when you could get a whole flock of geese for the same amount? So, Ronnie, what I would tell you is you got to go back to school with your dick swinging between your legs and just... own up to what you did. Be like, fuck yeah, I did beat the... oh, my accent's slipping. I beat the shit.
No, Miss Palin, are you having a stroke?
I can't do it when I'm laughing.
Okay.
Yeah, no, just go back to school and be like, fuck yeah, I beat the shit out of that older kid. Who else wants some? And everybody's going to be like, you're going to have your choice of the other 10th graders.
Yeah, this makes sense. I beat up an older kid. Girls are, like, literally sending their goons after me to get a piece of me. Anyone who wants to step to this, you're going to have to meet my friends Truth and Consequences. And then you hold out your fist and you've written the words Truth and Consequences on your fist in Sharpie.
Get knuckle tattoos.
Yeah, definitely get knuckle tattoos. And, I mean, eventually... So it sounds like you're setting up kind of a winner-take-all scenario where the smartest... craftiest girl, the girl who captures you, becomes your girlfriend because she's earned it.
Right, you gotta make them bitches work for it.
You gotta make them work for it. Again, if we could clean up the language just a little bit, like,
I have cancer in my brain.
I don't think that's true, but I do notice that you changed your Twitter name to cancer.mov the other day.
Well, yeah, because this is probably going to be the next thing I'm going to have to cut out of my vocabulary, but when I say cancer, I don't mean cancer. I mean cancer.
Yeah, I know. No one ever means the horrible things they're saying. They mean another funnier thing, and if you're offended by that first thing, you're a snowflake who's into PC culture.
Yeah, fuck you, snowflakes.
God damn it. All right. Well, Yuri, I guess we're not really going to give you advice so much as we're going to say great job.
Yeah, because you don't have a real problem.
And we're proud of you.
Please save this line for people with real problems. Oh, my penis is so big.
Well, no, there is a real problem that we're not getting to. There's an underlying issue here.
What is it?
Which is that this person might be gay. Like, like, you know, a girl's like, I like you. He runs away. A boy comes after him. What does he do? Gets fizzled with the boy.
I was going to say.
Starts rolling around with the boy. Because when you're young, the way that you express these urges is often through bullying and violence. Just like, you know, if you're in with a girl, you'll pull on her pigtails. A lot of time, you know, we've both read the stories on 4chan of, like, bullying that's gone erotic.
Have we? have we both read those stories?
I read Reddit/r/4chan. I don't read the actual 4chan.
Of course you do, you fucking normie.
Okay, I just don't want to go to that site. But a lot of the top posts are just like coming out stories. What? Actually, really sweet coming out stories.
You'd think anybody would get on the internet and write something that isn't true.
I guess. I just don't necessarily know what you get out of writing a fake coming out story where it's like, haha, I was only pretending to be that word a stereos won't say.
Did you see that kid that got his like life ruined because he posted on 4chan? Here's how Reddit actually ruins someone's life. He posted on 4chan. I wish I could remember the exact story, but he was like, I really want to fuck my stepsister. And every day I sit and I watch her like naked through the doorway. But yesterday her friend, Ronnie, came over and her boyfriend Ronnie came over and they were having sex and I sat there and masturbated and someone screenshot that and put it on R4chan and it got to the top of R4chan and the girl was able to like recognize who it was and he came back on the other day. He was like, fuck you, whoever you were, you cunt from Reddit, you ruined my fucking life because my stepsister found that and confronted me about it and I just started spaghettiing all over the place. Either a really long con or a fake story, but I choose to believe it.
You know what? Unfortunately, I also choose to believe it. Oh, God. Well, in summary, I think the internet has made things worse.
Yes, it has.
Not better. That kid's life just got absolutely destroyed. But the internet has made things better because now we can talk to people in like this fun podcast, so that's cool. I think podcasts might be the only good thing to come out of technology in like the past 15 years.
Grubhub.
I do like Grubhub.
Grubhub. If my internet consisted only of Grubhub, I would be totally fine with that. We'll nuke the rest of it. I don't care about anything else. Fuck Wikipedia. Fuck eBay. Fuck WikiLeaks. Fuck Amazon.com. Fuck the government websites. Fuck everything involving banking. Just, I want my computer. I want to rename it my Grubhub machine.
Wow. Yeah, it's really hard to argue with. We've disagreed about a lot in this episode of Tarantula, but the one thing we can both agree on is nuke the rest of the internet. Thank you so much for listening to Asterix Kills a Kid. If you are a kid or you have a kid who wants to submit a question, you can go to AsteriosKillsAKid.com. A great way to support the show is through Patreon.com/Asterios. Even if you toss in a dollar, you get access to like at least one bonus episode of one of our shows a month, usually more. Anything else, Ranchin?
You get all the quality content early.
Oh, yeah, and you'll get episodes early, you'll get videos early. Me and Sarantia, we like to do a lot of stuff together just because it's fun.
Yeah.
And, that's about it. Just thanks so much for listening, we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Kids, can't you once appreciate how I've sacrificed working, slaving, scrimping, saving pennies, and living with your father? Kids, no one knows the burdens I've had to bear, and in my condition. Kids, I'm a poor sick woman, and does he care? Ha! Go on and kill me. That's what it's coming to when a mother has kids like you.
Kids!
All the chicken soup that I made for you.
Mama, take it easy.
Kids!
Now you throw me out like a worn-out shoe.
Not in front of everybody, Mom. After all, I haven't been such an awful son. I never sash you back or leave a ring around the bathtub. And don't all...